unmistakable growl of singer-songwriter Tom Waits, who's been wrapping his warped vocals around his own tunes and recording them since 1973. Other artists have also enjoyed success interpreting Waits' songs, among them the Eagles, Rod Stewart, Bruce Springsteen, and Johnny Cash. Bluesman John Hammond has just released an entire CD's worth of Tom Waits' work, and in an unconventional move, Hammond recruited Waits to produce the record. Conflicts of interest could have crashed the project and left a wreckage of bruised egos and ruined recording sessions, but the results sparkle. The new CD, Wicked Grin, combines the best aspects of both talents. John Hammond playing and singing 12 Tom Waits compositions, some new and some old favorites.
Bone it high on China White, shorty found a pump. You know there ain't no devil, it's just God when he's drunk. Well, this stuff will probably kill you, let's do another line. What do you say you meet me down on Heart Attack and Pine?
John Hammond, how long have you known Tom Waits?
I met Tom Waits in 1974 at a show in Tempe, Arizona. He opened a show for me, and I sat in the audience and was mesmerized. I didn't want to go on when it was my turn. I just wanted him to keep playing. He was just phenomenal. At the end of the show, I found out that he was a fan of mine, and this is the beginning of our friendship.
A long friendship?
Yeah.
And a long time to get you both in the studio together. First of all, why did this project take so long, given that you're such good friends for so long?
Well, I when I say good friends, it was, you know, the kind of friendships you make as a musician where you see someone for a short period of time, but you know you're connected to them no matter what. There was a short time when he lived in the New York area where I'm from, and saw him a bunch of times, and then he moved back out to the West Coast, and I saw him very rarely until 1992 when I was recording my first album for Point Blank, which was Got Love If You Want It, produced by J.J. Cale. And Tom came to the studio and gave me a song called No One Can Forgive Me But My Baby.
I took $100 from a blind man's hand. I slept with a horse on a burning sand. Got 27 children I never seen. Got blood on my hands that'll never come clean. I got long arms, tell big lies. Stole the pennies from my dear mother's eyes. I'm tall in the saddle, about 6'9". I beat up revenues all the time. No one can forgive me but my baby. Oh, no one can forgive me but my baby.
That sort of reconnected us, I guess. And in 1998, he asked me to perform on his album, Mule Variations. And that's what led to this.
Getting Tom Waits to produce a record of his songs sung by you. Did he say yes right away?
Well, this wasn't the idea. The way this all happened was my wife Marla and his wife Kathleen were in the studio when I was doing the work on Mule Variations. And in the course of their conversation, my wife just sort of directly said, you know, what do you think of the idea of Tom producing an album on John? And Kathleen said, you know, that sounds like a great idea. We sort of bandied about some titles of some songs we might record, not his. We went in to record, and we began with one of Tom's songs, which was 219. And we did it in one take. The band gelled. We looked at each other and said, Tom, you got another one?
Now there's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation, bouncing off the walls at the Grand Central Station. I treated him bad, I treated him mean. Baby, leaving town on the 219. I said, my baby's leaving town on the 219.
Tom Waits described producing in some of the material that accompanied this new CD, and he says, Sometimes producing is just drinking coffee, waving your arms around and nodding yes, or saying nothing at all at exactly the right time.
And that is so true.
Oh, come on. He can't have been that hands-off.
You have no idea. Well, I mean, how hands-off can you be if you're playing guitar and, you know, on all the songs? I mean, he was totally there. But there are times as producer, you just... You know that the artist is in the right frame of mind, or is in a good flow, and you don't touch it. You don't, you know, you just go with it and say, what's next?
In a million in a drop-dead suit, Dutch pig on a downtown train, $2 pistol but the gun won't shoot, I'm in the corner in the pouring rain, 16 men on a dead man's chest, and I've been drinking from a broken cup, pairs of pants and a mohair vest. I'm full of bourbon and I can't stand up. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are alone. Hey, little bird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are alone.
The way you've been describing this recording session and this project, you know, sounds so much like a party. Wasn't there any difficulty? Was there a difficult track to do?
Fannin Street.
Really?
Fannin Street, he wrote for me for this session, and I said, gee, Tom, I don't think I could do that one. He said, oh, yes, you can, man. It's right up your alley. And here's a country ballad. Give me a break. And I never thought I could do it, and he just gave me the inspiration and the feeling, and I just went with it.
There's a crooked street in Houston town. It's a well-worn path I've traveled down. Now there's ruin in my name. I wish I never got off the train. I wished I'd listened to the words you said. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street.
That was the red light district of Houston back in the 20s and 30s. And Tom definitely knows about it and had a total feel for it. I just went with Tom's inspiration on that one, you know. I just became a country singer somehow.
You put yourself in a place where you could actually believe that you were doing it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe hearing Hank Williams' voice in your head.
Absolutely. I'm a fan of Hank Williams, George Jones. I mean, these passionate country guys, I mean, they're inspirational to me as well. You know, I mean, anything I can feel, you know, I can do it, or I can understand it at least.
Isn't it interesting that he could hear you doing something that
yeah,
you couldn't hear yourself doing?
Well, this is what a great producer can do, and I think that he's really got it.
You'll be lost and never found. You can never turn around. Don't go down to Fannin Street.
Talk a little bit about the gospel number that closes the album. I mean, we've got 12 songs by Tom Waits, and then here's this traditional gospel number to end it. What was behind the decision to do that?
I'm not sure exactly, but Tom, you know, is a big fan of the Staples singers, and as he knew that I was connected to that, and this is an old tune of theirs that he really wanted to do this one as a duet, and I just jumped right in.
I know
What a nice atmosphere that must have been.
It was incredible. I still pinch myself when I think of how magic it was.
Well, oh, I've been converted.
John Hammond, his new CD is called Wicked Grin. It's a special selection of Tom Waits songs, performed by John Hammond, produced by Tom Waits, and it's on Point Blank Records. John Hammond joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much. I enjoyed this.
Well, thank you, Leanne. What a pleasure to be here, and it's very easy to talk about this one.